In this bulletin, leaders try to allay concerns over Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Australia's world first news media bargaining code passes through Parliament. And in sport, Brisbane is named the top choice city to host the 2032 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government concedes public confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has been affected by a bungle in Queensland. A doctor who hadn't been trained to administer the injection administered too much of the Pfizer vaccine to two Brisbane aged care residents. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says the mistake is unacceptable.
Really disappointing and distressing for us all, because so many people have worked so hard to make this rollout successful. And for an event like this to occur is really, really disappointing, and we don't want events such as this to undermine public confidence in the vaccination rollout. We don't think that it will, but we'll be doing everything we can to prevent any further occurrence of anything like this.
An investigation is underway, and the government plans to take action against the doctor's employer, Healthcare Australia. He has now been reported to the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency and stood aside from the vaccine program. The Victorian government won't yet reveal whether coronavirus restrictions will be lifted on Friday after 6 consecutive days without any new COVID-19 cases. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the situation is positive and the state is at the beginning of the end as vulnerable people are vaccinated against the virus. Mr. Andrews also says the vaccine overdose of two elderly people in Queensland is serious, dismissing links to Victorian programs and the doctor's employer.
An error made by a doctor in Queensland is not something that should be a cause of, you know, links being drawn with that company and other work that they're doing. Providing medical care and providing even involvement in the vaccination program.
Australia's world first news media bargaining code will soon be in force after the legislation passed the federal parliament. Facebook says it will invest $1 billion to support the news industry over the next 3 years. Facebook is now considering expanding its investment in local journalism, exploring potential licensing arrangements with Canadian media outlets. The move comes as the Canadian government is preparing to introduce legislation similar to the Australian model. Australia's major airline Qantas has announced a $1 billion half-yearly loss. It follows a $6.9 billion loss in revenue due to ongoing travel restrictions. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the company is planning for international travel to restart at the end of October this year, in line with the projected end of Australia's vaccine rollout.
These figures are stark, but won't come as a surprise. Border closures meant we lost virtually 100% of our international flying and 70% of our domestic flying. 3/4 of our revenue, around $7 billion, went with it.
To sport, Queensland's bid has officially been named as the preferred candidate city to host the 2032 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. President Thomas Bach says the IOC will now move discussions to a targeted dialogue, followed by negotiations to possibly elect the bid in about a year's time. President of the Australian Olympic Committee, John Coates, addressed financial questions over who would finance it.
Give or take the exchange rate, they're putting $1.7 billion US into Los Angeles, and we've been assured at least the same. Then you get your approximately $1 billion from national sponsorship and $1 billion from the ticketing. That's enough then to pay for both the Olympics and the Paralympic Games without any call on the state or federal or local governments.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there is no need to build new stadiums because the state already has many ready-to-use facilities.
We're very excited by this development. It puts Queensland in the box seat, and I know that every level of government is absolutely united in working together to make this happen. And I'm very pleased that we'll be working with the mayors and the federal government to ensure that we get the funding to make this a reality. We already have 85% of the venues at the moment. It's a new norm, which means it's a game changer.
And now for today's weather. Perth, sunny 31. Adelaide, mostly sunny 23. Melbourne, similar conditions, also 23. Hobart, a few showers clearing 20. Canberra, a shower or two clearing 26. Wollongong, showers also 26. Sydney, a shower or two and 28. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 28. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, showers and a likely storm, 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.